I think it was just the outfield was just a bit heavy. Like, it's obviously water tables are pretty high anyway over the last little while. But yeah, look, I think from safety aspect, the right decision was made. Yeah, disappointing to not get a game in, but I think they made the right call all around. Yeah, very happy, and obviously we still got great facilities here. Like, the nets are still available; it's not raining overhead, so it's still been a productive day for us. Obviously, yeah, we'd have liked to get 100 overs in, but as I said, it wasn't possible, and preparation's been good. Got a few games in South Africa over the past week, and then we've had a decent net session today as well. Yeah, Sirlo striking the ball cleanly, and it's great to have your key players in the tournament, coming into the tournament in a bit of form. So yeah, hopefully that continues for himself and for us.
And what about the bowling? How's that been going?
Bowling's been going pretty well. I think we've had on and off a few niggles over the last couple of weeks, but I think we're timing it pretty well with hopefully those clearing up. So just getting a matter of getting a few loads into a few different bowlers, and I'm pretty happy with where everything's at. So hopefully come Sunday now, we've got another 5 days, we'll be fully fit and firing.
Talking about the niggles, how many we intend playing 11 today or more, or what was
no, we were going to play 11, right. And then if, well, obviously you've got that option of someone, if need be, someone can come on, but just the way things panned out in South Africa, we didn't end up playing 11 in many of the games. Something I'd rather do in warm-up games as well as play 11 if at all possible, just because it means lads have to play their role in their scenario as opposed to just having 6 or 7 overs, but sometimes situation dictates that.
So just looking ahead to the Scotland match, obviously that's the plan of the game.
Oh yeah, see how everyone fares up, and it's just having your key players firing going into the competition. So from my point of view, I'd probably prefer to play 11, but if suggestion dictates in 2 days' time, if we need to get cricket into someone, or if we need a few overs, then we'll do that. But my personal preference is to try and go for 11 if at all possible.
None of the niggles are very serious. I would expect all 15 to be available for next Sunday.
Yeah, very much so. Everyone's available for today. Just a few niggles. As I said, if last week was next week, I'd be more worried. But yeah, everything's clearing up. It's going the right direction. Yeah, obviously, very good side. Yeah, hopefully we do meet in the Super Six. I've had a few very good games with them over the years, and be it in Zimbabwe or elsewhere in World Cups. So I would expect nothing less. They've obviously been playing quite a lot of cricket in potentially conditions that may be quite similar, depending on what we come up against. So they'll be battle-hardened as such going into it, and we'll be ready for that as well. Obviously, come Super Sixes, if we get to that stage, then everyone will be in pretty good form if you get to that stage. So it should be a good game. Not necessarily. I think that obviously we leave here Friday, and then I think if I'm right, I think regardless of where we finish or what happens, as long as we get to the Super Sixes, all our games will be at Tipperary Sports Club. So I think once you get into that, then it'd be quite settled to be at the same ground, knowing what you're going to come up against, and you won't have to change venues and slightly changes in conditions. So yeah, to play all your games at the same ground is quite settling and nice to know that you don't have to travel around. There's no first caps. I think obviously James Shannon has been away for a couple of years. I think the last time might have been 2013 or 14 that he played, and he had a great domestic season last year, and he's coming into the squad, so that's exciting for Devon Hall, a young lad coming through, and he's fully contracted now to Cricket Ireland, he deserves his opportunity and deserves to be here. So that's potentially the only one that you may not have seen a lot of. I think we've had a very good run in South Africa. We've had two and a half weeks of good preparation. We had quite a few games there, and one of those was actually rain affected as well, and got it turned into a reduced game. So that's something that may potentially happen over the next week. So will hopefully stand us in good stead going into the tournament. But yeah, hopefully the rain dries up before the weekend, whenever the actual tournament gets into it. If you're going to lose the game, you'd rather lose one of your warm-up games than an actual game in the competition. Yeah, the DL was interesting.
Was it?
Interesting in that one, okay. Yeah. I don't know what way it's worked out and how it pans down to 50-over cricket, but I don't know. I think the way cricket's gone, I'm not sure if that has been revised or needs to be revised, or if we got it right, I don't know. But it seemed like quite a small total as to what we were actually going to set in that particular game. So, yeah, look, I think if hopefully it doesn't come down to DL games, but yeah, it's just an interesting formula. Probably not ideal conditions, but we got out there and then played the game, and as you said, to get over that line in a reduced game, when on that ground it might have been that big a total, was a great effort by the bowlers and to come through that. Yeah, I wasn't obviously on the pitch, but I said it was to, unless it was, yeah, I think it was important. Simi hadn't bowled a lot, and Sterlo hadn't bowled a lot, and played two games. So again, it was, look, all the build up was towards Sunday. So I think when you get the opportunity to put people under pressure in game time, then you got to do it. So those two were the first options for that game.